I came to Washington to attend graduate school at Howard University. Yeah, I liked it so much, I decided not to go back to South Carolina to pick cotton. And so I came here in 1966. Yeah, 66. And I've been here ever since, except for a period of about 3.5 years. I was a Kellogg Fellow at the University of Florida for that time. So I was on sabbatical from Howard University, and then after my sabbatical was up and my study there, I came back to Washington, and I've been here ever since. I like the city. I like the culture. I like the intellectual level of the city, and you get to see so much that you have to travel all over the world to see. And it might not be as much as what I would see in Paris, but it really has basically the same things as Paris have, and I can enjoy it. I enjoy it. It was quite, when I came to Washington in 1966, Washington, D.C. was on the level of changing from a segregated town into an integrated town. So even when I came here in 66, there were still areas in Washington, D.C. that were originally segregated based on race. There were, at that time, court actions where blacks had sued to gain access to living in apartment buildings. I never will forget one of the most famous cases was there's a very beautiful new apartment complex just above Missouri and 16th Street on the right-hand side. I can't remember the name of it. Beautiful building. New. Blacks were not permitted to live in that building, and blacks were constantly going there, applying to go, and they were constantly being turned down. So anyway, it ended up going to court. And the court, the final decision to integrate that building on 16th Street above Missouri Avenue was not made until the late 70s. But by that time, the building had adopted a policy of admitting blacks to the building. And I remember I lived in a building on Sargent Road, Northeast, and beautiful building. And I think I was the first black to rent an apartment in that building. So it was a change period at that time. And I also remember very well, you said, the anniversary of the burning of Washington. I was a graduate student at Howard, and I was on the top floor doing research. And I looked out the window, and I saw smoke across a way. And I asked someone, I said, "What happened? Why is that smoke over there?" And they told me that King had been killed, and that it was, the burning had started. And my last part on that is, it was the first time I had ever been in a town where there was a military curfew. So the military curfew was declared, and everyone had to be off the streets by 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., I forgot the exact time. And I remember that one day, I didn't have any bread, and I had to hurry home, and I remember running to this food store to get bread and to get back in the house before the curfew went into effect. Very frightening. Very frightening.